Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this month's Full Moon Meditation, where we'll be meditating on the loving self and using that power to help heal ourselves of whatever sort of drama, trauma, illness, lack that you have in your life. Love is the power. Love is the way. Love is the answer. I'm Dave Krajovic, and I'm the co-founder of Ascension Breathing, co-creator, I guess is a better word, and co-founder of Bodyworks Healing Center, a healing center in Plymouth, Michigan. And I'm here with my source of inspiration and partner and co-creator of Ascension Breathing and co-founder of Bodyworks Healing Center too, my beloved Pat.
Hello, good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We are so delighted that you're here. And you know, tonight is a topic that sounds simple, love yourself, but it's probably one of the hardest things we do. And if we are really honest about it and get really clean about it, we probably love other people more than we love self. And that's kind of an illusion because you can't really love another if you don't love yourself. But I think this is a topic that we really need to delve deeply into and really look at the places we sell ourselves short, keep ourselves small, and dim our light.
Absolutely. And you know, at the core level, because this is a magnetic universe, a universe where our thoughts create our mirrors that come back at us to teach us. So whatever we're thinking inside, consciously or unconsciously, is going to be mirrored in our life. So like Pat said, if you're looking out and you know, the truth is maybe we love someone else more than we love ourselves. In truth, we're not even really loving them because you cannot love that which you don't love within yourself. Or in other words, everything that's within yourself or that's in your world is also within yourself. So that's why we're going back at self-love, because everything in your life that's out there is an outpicturing of what's going on within. As within, so without. So when we go to the core of it, the root of it, the power of it, as Pat said, it's all about loving self. And love is the energy that can free up all the other energy and unlock those thoughts and limitations that we have in our life.
And you know, sometimes we wonder, well, why is it so hard to love yourself? What's wrong? But you know, in certain religions, there's a premise that you're come into this world as a newborn with something wrong, and the concept of original sin, and that's ingrained in our cellular makeup, and we have this idea that we have to fix something, that something's wrong with us. So instead of embracing ourselves as the beautiful, unique, magnificent, awesome person that we are, with talents and gifts that are unlike anyone else's on the planet, we feel deficient, we feel inadequate, we hide the beautiful gift of who we really are. So it's really time to let that go and to really embrace the beauty, the awesomeness of ourselves, and really start to nurture ourselves. And then we will be putting out the energy, drawing that back to us. And at that point, we'll be able to love everyone and everything, and we'll see the connection in all that is, in all life forms. And it'll change the world.
Absolutely. That's well said. And you know, I think going back to that concept that, you know, we're born with something wrong with us in terms of certain religions that say that, if it's a universe that's based on attraction, then you're kind of, I don't want to say doomed, but it's hard to break away from that because you're programmed for that immediately.
Right. And whenever we think we're made in the image and likeness of God, God is perfection. So if we're made in His image and likeness, we're perfect, just as we are.
And I think that if everyone will agree that God is love, and if God made us and God is perfect, then we must be perfect and we must be loved too. I mean, it's pretty easy to just follow the logic behind all of that, yet we play with these thoughts and our entire life mirrors to us that we are not. That it's a cruel world, that love doesn't exist, that we have to do certain things to get love. Well, the way around that is to start loving self, because one law that is divine law, and well, there's many divine laws, but is the law of giving and receiving. If you start giving love, start giving it to yourself, and it can only come to you then. And like Pat said, you know, well, we love someone else more than we love ourselves, but it's really hard to do that, because if you don't have love to give, how can you really love someone else? And the only way you're going to have that is if you're loving yourself. So fill your bucket, and your cup will runneth over. So let's fill our buckets. How's that sound? So everyone gets settled. Find your place of meditation, sitting down, get comfortable. Feet planted flat on the floor, the spine as erect as possible. Take a deep breath in, a deep breath out. Just let the stresses of the day go. Take another deep breath in. Just let go a little bit more. And breathe in again, this time breathing, knowing that you're breathing in life and energy, and then let go of the stresses of the day. And now let's ramp up the energy a little bit by connecting the breath so there's no pause between the inhale and exhale. That rhythm going. That rhythm will build energy and attract prana to you, attract life force to you, attract a higher vibration energy that'll drive out lower vibrations like limitations, and poverty, and illness, and lack, and unworthiness. Enhance the life force and begin to feel it flowing through you. Intend that the life force, the force that animates all life and moves through all things, comes in through the breath. And feel that alivening, feel the tingling, feel the energizing nature of the breath. Continue to breathe.
And let us invoke for divine guidance. To the Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother. To all the beings of light, angelic forces of light, archangels, angels, saints, spiritual helpers, teachers, gurus, and guides, and to my higher soul. Thank you for their divine guidance, for your divine insight, for your divine awareness, and your divine protection. Thank you for opening our hearts and opening our minds. Thank you for supporting us on this earth walk. We are so deeply grateful.
Amen.
Continuing to breathe. Letting go of any thoughts. I am not my thoughts. And if a feeling comes up, just observe it. Let it go. I am not my feelings.
Let go of all thoughts. All thoughts that revolve around the concept of loving self, or that I am not worthy of love. Or I am more unworthy of anything. Let go of everything has to do with unworthiness. Consider the possibility that I am worthy. I am a perfect being of God, a perfect child of God. How could I be a child of God and be imperfect? Not possible. Therefore, I am perfect. I am perfect love. Just continue to let go even more. Breathe in, breathe out, and let go. It is safe to breathe. It is safe to let go. See yourself now in a beautiful meadow. In the meadow is a flower, a beautiful flower. The rays of the sun are warming it, and the flower welcomes the sun by opening its petals to receive the light that the sun has to offer. To receive its nourishment, its life force. See the flower in your mind's eye opening and receiving the beautiful life given by the sun. And such it is with the soul. For the soul is like the petals of the flower. It can choose to open the petals to receive the light and love of God. Choose now to open your heart, to open your soul to God's love.
Put your focus on the crown of your head. And as you breathe, picture that beautiful lotus flower opening, thousands of petals reaching toward the sun, allowing divine energy to pour down into the crown. Beautiful white light, spiritual energy coming from Source in through the crown.
All the great beings are here. Bless you. As you open your crown to receive their blessings, the energy pours in from the crown and down into your body, your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, your etheric body. You are filled with light and love. There is nothing but light and love. All other energies are disintegrated and thrown out because the darkness cannot exist in the light. It is not possible. Receive the rays from those that love you. Continuing to feel the energy move through you. Sense your body. Is there a place of resistance? Be aware of it. Put your breath there. And thank the divine beings who are here for removing that blockage and opening it up to love and light. Breathe and let go. It's safe to breathe and let go.
Now place your attention on your heart. The heart is knowing. It is brilliant. It is our guidance system. It is wise. Place your attention on your heart and recall a happy event. It could have been a wedding or the birth of a child, or it could have been a beautiful sunrise or a sunset. Or someone gave you a gift that you loved, or a compliment that made you feel so warm and wonderful. Whatever it is. And bring a slight smile to your lips. Allow that thought to just wash over you and bask in the feeling and the glow of that happiness that you felt in that moment.
Let every cell of your body feel that moment. Place yourself there. See it in your eyes, your mind's eye. Taste it. Feel it. Smell it, hear the sounds, become alive with that moment. For that is the energy of love, and love goes beyond space and time.
And just be in that place of feeling and allow that memory to just fill every cell of your being with that joy. Breathe it in.
Each time you dwell in a loving thought, because God is love, you are in the presence of God. each time you dwell on a loving thought, you are in the presence of God. Feel the presence of God now. Feel your connection to Source. I and my Father are one. God, I am one with life, I am one with all. Allow the petals of your soul to receive the light and love of this truth. Father are one. I am loved. I am loving. I am lovable.
I am that I am.
Pure essence of love. I am the freedom that love is, the freedom to create anything. I choose to extend love by creating the good, the holy, beautiful. And I choose to do that by first loving myself. now in the presence of love, the loving being that you are.
And feel your heart expand. And feel those feelings radiating out.
Of the physical body. Be still and know that I am. Begin to slowly come back. Bring your awareness back into your body.
Feeling your fingers and toes.
Feel the weight of your body in your chair. Begin to move a little bit.
And returning to a normal breath.
Take a deep breath in. And a long, slow sigh out. Let us give thanks to the Divine Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, to all the great beings who are here to assist us in bringing love to us. For all we have to do is open up. Thank you for assisting us to open up. Thank you to the angels, the archangels, the holy saints, the ascended ones, spiritual teachers, guides, and our higher soul. Thank you all for your blessings of divine love, divine light, and divine will. And so it is. Amen.
Amen.
So how was that for everyone? Did you get a taste of that? Could you feel how when you tap into an experience of love, that love really is an expansive energy? And it radiates out from the body. And that in the presence of love, nothing else really seems to matter. And that's how you can really change illness, relationships, poverty. Anything can be changed with love. It's like it puts everything in a neutral field. And then from that field, when you connect to source, you become inspired to create whatever it is you want. We hope you really love the meditation tonight and that you'll come back and listen to it again and go deeper and deeper and even deeper and make love the cornerstone of your life.
I like it.
I like it too. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. And, you know, keep in mind that the more of us that come together at this time, the more powerful the meditation, the group energy provides amplification. And so invite your friends to come next time as well. And we'd like you to check out our website. It's ascensionbreathing.com. We have a lot of new programs that are coming out when we talk about creation and clearing energy. And getting through your day, commanding your reality, lots and lots of good stuff, using the breath as a catalyst, and combining many other contemporary and ancient mystical teachings to bring you a more joyful life, a life that allows you to extend beyond the potential of what humanity believes to be, because we think there's a lot more out there than what the average person thinks. Isn't that right?
Yes. That's right.
So check out ascensionbreathing.com. Check out our programs. We're not fully up and running yet, but we will be very shortly.
And you can find our programs at www.bodyworkshealingcenter.com as well.
And you can reach out to us at dave@bodyworkshealingcenter.com or pat@bodyworkshealingcenter.com. Please sign up and be a member of the Guided Full Moon Meditation on bodymindspiritradio.com. We would really appreciate that, too.
And like us on Facebook.
That would be good, too. Bodyworks Healing Center, or right now it's the Global Breath Institute, which is the precursor to ascensionbreathing.com. Have a great month, everyone. Continue to enjoy the meditation and be the love that you really are, and you will change the world, literally. Thank you, and namaste.
Namaste.
I am lovable. I am lovable. I am lovable now and forever.